listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Firefighters may start to drive ambulances to address a staff shortage and reduce excessive delays following the death of a Perth grandmother. The 80-year-old called 000 early Sunday about chest pains. She was unresponsive 2 hours later, waiting for paramedics. Premier Mark McGowan says it's unacceptable, but at that time the service was short of staff due to COVID.
Ordinarily, it would be 40% more staff on, because so many staff were off because they were COVID positive or they were close contacts.
Our hip pockets are about to take a hit with petrol prices set to soar in Perth and Mandurah. Unleaded will cost as much as $2.19 a litre at some outlets from tomorrow morning. Our tally of COVID infections continues to rise following confirmation of 15,674 new cases. 14 deaths have been reported, some date back to earlier this month. Our hospitals are now treating 325 patients with the illness. 11 of them are in intensive care. Police say those involved in illicit drugs have a target on their backs. It follows the alleged discovery of 320 kilos of cocaine in a camper van near Port Hedland at the weekend. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says a New South Wales man and a German national have since been charged.
Our international reach, capability and legislation is disrupting these syndicates, and they should know we are coming for them.
In sport, West Coast has lost Liam Ryan due to suspension. He's accepted a one-match ban for rough conduct against Melbourne at the weekend, and he'll miss Sunday's match against Greater Western Sydney. Demons player Cade Chandler has accepted a two-match suspension also for rough conduct. And West Coast veteran Josh Kennedy has all but ruled himself out of the clash with the Giants. He says he'll probably rest as he battles a knee complaint, while Eagles skipper Luke Shuey is a chance of returning this weekend. It's weather down to 13 tonight, then showers, maybe a storm tomorrow, getting up to 22. A shower or two expected on Thursday. Get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22. Listener.